Now to a small but emblematic change in U.S.-Cuba relations. In 2006, the Bush administration set up an electronic billboard on the fifth floor of its diplomatic mission in Cuba. The ticker featured news and pro-democracy messages that included quotations from Martin Luther King Jr. and Abraham Lincoln. The Castro government was infuriated by the ticker and went to great lengths to block Cubans from being able to see it. The Obama administration pulled the plug on the ticker in June. Here to explain why and what it means is NPR correspondent Tom Gelton, who has been reporting and writing about Cuba for years. He joins me here in our Washington, D.C. studio. Welcome. Thank you for talking
Michelle.
To us. So paint a picture for us of where the billboard was located in Havana and how the Cuban government went about trying to block it.
Well, it was on the side of the U.S. Embassy, which is on the Malecón, which is a seaside boulevard that runs along downtown Havana. And, you know, interestingly, Michelle, this story goes back about 10 years, back to the case of Elian Gonzalez. Do you remember him, the little Cuban boy whose mother died at sea while she was trying to take him to America? His father then went to America to pick him up and bring him back. Fidel Castro made the case of Elian this cause celeb for Cuba and began organizing these huge, huge rallies outside the U.S. Embassy in Havana, eventually built a big plaza right there in front of the embassy where he would rant against imperialism. And then Fidel built these billboards outside the embassy, and he put the most gruesome images on there of dripping blood and swastikas and U.S. soldiers abusing Iraqi prisoners, things like that. Well, then the United States, as you say, in 2006, either rose to the challenge or sunk to the challenge, whichever you want to say, and put up this electronic billboard, like a tit-for-tat kind of thing, where, as you say, they put on these electronic messages that in some cases were very provocative. I mean, you mentioned the quote from Martin Luther King. I think the quote was something like, "I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up." So it was almost like they were encouraging the Cuban people to rebel. And another one, you know, made fun of the Cuban elite for driving around in Mercedes while normal people in Cuba had to hitch rides.
So it was like the international version of the dozens.
It was the dueling billboards. It was a major propaganda war. And basically, Michelle, it had gotten rather ridiculous. One important thing, it was actually the Cubans who backed down first. When Raul Castro, now the president of Cuba, in February, ordered those anti-U.S. billboards taken down, then 3 months later, the U.S. responded by shutting off the ticker.
Has there been any response to this?
There hasn't been any. I mean, the Cubans don't normally respond to something like this. I think that the context here is really an effort on both sides, the Cuban side and the United States side, to really lower the rhetoric. I mean, the rhetoric had gotten really ugly over the last few years. Raul is a very different kind of leader than Fidel. He's not heavily invested in this anti-American, anti-imperialist rhetoric, even though his policies are basically the same. And we've got the Obama administration coming in, also President Obama calling for, quote, a new beginning with Cuba in April. So I think that what's going on here is a very quiet effort by both sides. They're not going to talk about it, but a very quiet effort to sort of lower the temperature.
One of the things I think, speaking of lower the temperature, why couldn't they put like the weather on the ticker?
Well,
report from American cities or something like that.
They actually did, Michelle.
80 degrees in Washington.
Well, the Cubans don't really care about what temperature it is in Washington, but one of the things that they did do was put on sports scores. I mean, Cubans follow American baseball very closely, and they did put on sports scores. But they interspersed it with these pro-democracy, pro-human rights messages. So even with the sports scores, Fidel got very upset by it.
And finally, Tom, if you could just clarify one thing. I think many Americans understand we don't really have full diplomatic relations with Cuba. So how is it possible that there's an embassy there? How does that work?
You can't call it an embassy. No, you can't call it an embassy. The U.S. diplomatic mission in Havana is the largest diplomatic mission in Havana. We have a huge mission there with many, many U.S. diplomats. The key word with what you just said is full diplomatic relations. We do have diplomatic relations.
NPR correspondent and longtime Cuba watcher Tom Gelton. His latest book is Bacardi and the Long Fight for Cuba. He was here with me in Washington. Thank you, Tom.
Anytime, Michelle.